Hey, everyone, and welcome to Founder Stack, the podcast where founders and product leaders meet modern tech strategy. I'm Emily, your host from Responsive.
Rob, and I'm Rob, engineering lead here at Responsive.
So for any modern SaaS product, motion and animation are they're no longer optional. We know it has to be more than just looking cool.
Right.
It needs to serve a real purpose, you know? Clarity, reducing friction, setting the emotional tone of your whole app.
And that's exactly where founders need this deep dive into the engineering side of things. Because
yeah.
if you pick the wrong tool or you like over animate way too early,
oh, yeah.
you end up with terrible performance, mm-hmm. that annoying jittery experience we all call jank. Mm-hmm. So we're really talking about a strategy that gets you the most return without the developer headaches.
That is the core challenge. So which tool do you bet your product's performance on? Let's cut through the noise on the three biggest ones right now. Framer Motion, GSAP, and React Spring.
Okay, let's start with Framer Motion. It's quickly become the standard production choice for most React UIs. It's just designed for high-performance web animation.
So why would a founder pick Framer Motion over, say, just using native CSS transitions? What's the actual benefit?
Because it solves the most common and, frankly, painful UX problems with a super simple API. You get Animate Presence, which
handles making elements disappear gracefully, right? The exit animation.
Exactly. That's a huge headache otherwise.
Mm.
But more importantly, it has industry-leading layout animation. If you change the position or size of a component...
Like when a filter panel collapses.
That's a perfect example. Okay. Framer Motion makes sure that shift is just liquid smooth. That clarity builds instant trust with the user. And it pushes the animation to the GPU for better performance.
That makes a ton of sense for layouts and transitions. But what if the main interaction in my app is all about... responsive physics-based feedback, say a dashboard where I'm dragging data points.
Yeah.
If I need that really distinct springy feel for a micro interaction, is Framer Motion still the way to go?
So that's where React Spring really shines. It's a totally different philosophy. While Framer Motion is great for those state-to-state transitions, React Spring is all about data-driven UIs using actual Spring physics.
What's the strategic difference for the developer who has to build this?
It's all about control. React Spring gives you an AP object back along with your animation values. You can use that AP object to precisely start, stop, or even reverse the spring based on a user event.
So you can just call ip.start inside an onclick or something.
Exactly. That kind of granular control is just way better when the animation needs to reflect data accurately or if you're integrating with gesture libraries. It also has easy utilities like user-reduced motion, which is critical for accessibility.
Okay, let's pivot to the heavy hitter, GSAP. This one always seems to come with a higher engineering cost. When is that really worth it?
GSAP is the professional grade engine. You use it when you need absolute, total brand control and robustness. It doesn't just animate CSS. It can animate pretty much anything. SVG properties, custom attributes, even values in an array.
So it's for that pixel perfect brand storytelling then.
That's it exactly. Its real power comes from its optional plugins, like Scroll Trigger for complex narrative experiences on a landing page, or the Flip plugin for hyper-fast layout changes that can even challenge Framer Motion.
So it's complete overkill for like 90% of internal dashboards.
Total overkill.
Yeah.
But it's essential for a show-stopping marketing site or a highly complex data visualization tool where you need maximum artistic and technical freedom.
So let's bring this all back to the founder's ROI. How do these technical choices actually translate into money made or saved?
Motion is a payment on trust. It pays off when it clarifies the state of the app immediately. If a button gives you that instant responsive feedback with a simple React Spring bounce.
Or if a user moves smoothly between pages using Framer Motion's layout animation.
Right. All of that reduces cognitive load. And reduced confusion means fewer support tickets, higher completion rates in your onboarding, and just a faster time to value for the user.
So the strategy seems pretty clear then. If you're early stage, you focus ruthlessly on clarity and performance. Framer Motion is probably your best bet for speed and simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
But at the growth stage, that's when you can invest in that bespoke polish with GSAP's plugins to create experiences your competitors just can't copy.
And that brings up a really important question for anyone listening. Have you audited your activation moments? You know, those empty states or first-time setup flows.
Yeah.
Have you checked if adding some intentional motion could cut down on confusion and build that brand trust faster? Because that small design investment often has the biggest retention payoff.